Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The annual Carol of Lights and Carol Concert are taking place this Friday on the campus of Texas Tech University. To find out more, particularly about the Carol Concert itself, we went to the Texas Tech University School of Music to visit with two of the directors of the ensemble. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're in the Texas Tech University School of Music, visiting with two members of the choral department in preparation for the annual Carol Concert that takes place this Friday evening on the campus of Texas Tech University, immediately following the Carol of Lights. And here to visit with us about this event is Dr. Carolyn Cruz, who is the Associate Director of Choral Studies here at Texas Tech University, and Mr. Jonathan Barranco, who is a graduate student, a doctoral student in choral conducting here at Texas Tech School of Music. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. One of the things that Lubbock has gained over the many years that we've been in existence with the university is a whole series of Christmas traditions. And the Carol of Lights and Carol Concert are, for many people, really the whole Christmas thing. It's how Christmas gets started in our community. And the Carol Concert plays a big part in that. So if you would, tell us a little bit about the Carol Concert for people who may don't know and what they can expect.
Yes, this is a very exciting Christmas tradition for Texas Tech and the entire Lubbock community. The Carol of Lights is at Memorial Circle in the center, in the heart of the university, and takes place starting at 7 o'clock p.m. this Friday night. And directly following the Carol of Lights, after the big lighting of the entire university for the Christmas season, following that event is our Carol Concert in Hemley Recital Hall, here in the School of Music at TTU. We say that the concert begins at 8 p.m., but that's a rough estimate of a time because we want to give patrons and audience members plenty of time to come from the Carol of Lights at Memorial Circle over to Hemley Hall. Our Carol Concert this year will feature 5 combined carols that the audience will be invited to sing along with the choirs. These carols will be O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Joy to the World, just to name a few. Each of our choral ensembles will perform 2 pieces during the concert. And in addition, we invite the West Texas Children's Choir to join us on this concert, which has been a wonderful tradition for the young singers to combine with the university musicians for the carol concert.
Right. What's not to like? All the choirs, West Texas Children's Chorus, great choral music for Christmas.
Yes, Christmas trees, some decorations. The Holt Camp organ in Hemley Recital Hall will also be part of this wonderful concert. And in addition, we have a brass quintet that will be joining us from the School of Music.
Right, wonderful. Dr. Carolyn Cruz, what will you be doing? What are your responsibilities in the concert?
Yes, I'm the conductor of the Women's Chorale. So the Women's Chorale will sing 2 pieces. One of them is a chant piece that's arranged by Michael McGlynn, an Irish singer and composer. And our second piece is an arrangement of Ding Dong Merrily on High. Great. In addition, I will conduct one of the combined carols for everyone to sing along with. And that's all.
That's great. Jonathan Barranco, first of all, welcome to Texas Tech and welcome to Texas for your graduate studies.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. What role do you play in all the Friday night festivities?
Well, I'm extremely excited and honored to have been asked to put together the choir for the Carol of Lights. This year we have around 50 singers, representative of every ensemble on campus, and I think that's an incredible thing. So I am going to be preparing the chorus for that. We will sing in combination with the TTU Trombone Choir, which is led by Professor James Decker. We will be singing Joy to the World, Silent Night, amongst other carols. And so I will be participating in that way, and I'm very excited.
That's the outdoor portion.
That is, right? Yes. Yeah. So the Carol of Lights, that will take place, of course, before the carol concert, which Dr. Cruz spoke about. And then in the concert itself, I am going to be presenting some poetry. I've been asked to pull some poetries for some readings to comment on some of the music we've been doing. And so I've chosen some poetry of the season that has been written specifically by American poets or poets that have ties to America. There's an excerpt from T.S. Eliot, a poem by Sarah Teasdale, and then also Joseph Brodsky. And so we're going to have a unique collection there. And then as co-conductor of the Matador Singers, I'm going to be conducting a really fun arrangement of the Catalonian carol, Fum Fum Fum, by Howard Helvey. And it's going to feature two of our collaborative pianists. That's Becca Zeisler and David Warren. So I'm very excited about those opportunities as well.
Right. Now, the Matador Singers is the men's ensemble. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Matador Singers is a group of about 30 gentlemen. They are a tremendous amount of fun to work with. Very talented singers. They have a great spirit. And I know they're just as excited as I am about performing.
Right. So, Dr. Cruz, you have the Women's Chorale. You have the Matador Singers. That's the men's ensemble. Tell us about the other ensembles that we'll be singing.
Yes, for sure. We also have the University Singers, which is a mixed choir. They will be performing an arrangement of the Huron Carol, in addition to Hallelujah from Beethoven's Mount of Olives, which I know will be a highlight of the concert. And our University Choir, that's conducted by Dr. Alan Zabriskie, my colleague, our Director of Choral Studies here at TTU, will be performing several pieces. One of them is the Beeble Ave Maria, which is the gorgeous double chorus piece that will be rounding out our concert just before we sing Silent Night and then have the joyous start of the season with Joy to the World.
Right. What a great concert. And you said the organ will be played? Brass?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Dr. John Hollins, another associate director of choral studies here in our choral area, will be playing the organ. We'll be so delighted and honored to have him with us on the concert. And the brass quintet, which are mostly graduate student members from our instrumental area. And again, we are happy to have the West Texas Children's Chorus joining us for this concert.
Right. Is this a ticketed event?
Yes, this is a ticketed event. And this year, the tickets are $10 each, $5 for students 18 and under, and free with a TTU student ID.
Right, right. You mentioned at the start of our discussion that the time was a little bit flexible because of the Carol of Lights ceremony previous to that. But that's probably not a bad thing because parking will probably be an issue, right?
Yes. I smile as I say this. Parking may be a little on the nightmarish side for this wonderful, joyous event. So we do encourage patrons and audience members to get here early. If you plan to attend both the Carol of Lights, the outdoor event at Memorial Circle, and the Carol concert, I would definitely arrive no later than 6:30. You can park in any of the general parking areas, which includes the School of Music parking, the parking lot that's between the administration building and the student union building. And also there's a nice lot that's off near the library. Those lots would be marked on our website as far as parking locations for the Carol of Lights. And if you're coming to only the Carol concert following the outdoor event, it would be great to get here no later than 7:30 to ensure that you have a place to park and can get into Hemley Hall in due time.
Right. And this is a popular concert, so there will be lots of people.
Yes, it's usually a nearly sold-out concert. although we definitely do not want to turn away patrons. So we'll do everything we can to ensure that everyone's able to attend the concert.
Wonderful. Dr. Carolyn Cruz, Jonathan Barranco, thank you both very, very much for your time today.
Thank you for your time. We hope to see you this Friday.
More information on the Carol concert coming up this Friday evening is available at music.ttu.edu. This edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd is the producer of The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for listening.